This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or call in line. We will be taking calls. I know a lot of people want to talk about the Oroville Dam situation, and we will be taking those calls for you. 215-867-8255. That's coming up here in the B block. We are now in the A block. God, that sounds really important, doesn't it? We're now in the A block. Now, listen, I want for all of you guys, you know, there is a free speech zone for you. Free speech in this zone. Can you imagine that? Free speech zone. First time I ever heard of a free speech zone was with the Bundy affair. Yeah, the Bundy. The BLM had set up free speech zones. They had a fenced out off area. Don't you? You might not remember the Bureau of Land Management. This whole Bundy thing, which was really theft of the Bundy's ranch. I mean, come on, it really was. You got to remember, the globalists were in touch. They were large and in charge, and they were taking land. Yeah, it's interesting. There are several videos out where they're congratulating, slapping themselves on the back. The BLM would have these big parties, you know, celebrate promotions or whatever they wanted to celebrate, and they would brag about how much land they had seized for the government, quote, government. It was just insanity. Think about that. Property rights. We have them someplace. Let me look for them. Excuse me. Oh, there's a rock. Let me look under that rock to see if we actually still do have property rights. Of course, that's the plight of ruralness, isn't it? See, now you get into the conversation about New California. That's the plight of ruralness. Yeah, you got so much land out here. I think I want to take it, says the government. The government's not supposed to take our land. To originalists, constitutionalists, no. But to the progressives, the socialist communists, they want your land. Ask Nancy Pelosi. Boy, howdy, they want your land. Anyway, we're not going to give it to them. We're taking it back. We're going to give it to the other people where it belongs. So anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Like I said, visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Oroville Dam sitting at about 889.78 right now. We're going to be at 890 today. And just to tell you about the inflows versus outflows right now, I don't have the actual sheet in front of me, but just from my memory, which lapses occasionally. Anyway, we have inflows at about 2,900. Yeah, 2,900 feet per second, cubic feet per second, versus 9,100 cubic feet per second on the outflow. Now, those of you that can do your math in your head can probably figure that one out. There's about 20,000 feet per second, cubic feet per second, coming into Oroville Lake, right? That's what's happening. And the rise is starting to quicken. It's starting to quicken. And therein, of course, lies a big problem. Can they manage that quickening, if you will, of water inflow? That don't be surprised if we come back here in the next hour, because we will. Well, we know we won't today, but no, you know what? I think it might be adjusted. Let me check, but I'll go back and make the comparison in the next hour. No, I'm going to do it now. Gosh darn it. Just do it. Do it now. Hurry up. Do it. Do it now. Remember Obama telling the Senate, if you got a problem, just do it. Just do it now. So go to the Agenda 21 Radio website, and at 8 o'clock, here we go. Aha. Okay, so the one I quoted you before was at 88978, that number, that's the elevation of water in the reservoir, and that number came in at 7 o'clock, that would be 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific. 889.78 was the elevation, and it was 9,622 on the outflow side and 21,968. Okay, so 928,000 cubic feet per second. So I'm off there a little bit. So let's do some quick math, though. And it's about a 12,000 cubic foot per second variance there, increased size. Now compare that to 2 hours earlier. Now 2 hours earlier, you were sitting at on the outflow side 2 hours earlier, 9,618. On the inflow side, 17,296. And then it makes the big jump in the last 2 hours to 21,000. And it just looks like it's probably going to inch its way to at least. If you're looking at the projections, if you want to look at it as a graph, it's going to go up to about in this next hour. And I say that because they do not have the outflow and inflows in right now. It's a little early for that. So the outflows and inflows are not matched up at the 8 o'clock hour Pacific, 11 o'clock hour Eastern. So that's the latest that we have in terms of the height of everything. They've been doing a lot of work on the dam, and we understand there's about to be a lot more work to be done on the dam. At least that's what we're hearing, which, I'm not too sure about what that nature of that work is that's going to be done on the dam. But I know they're going to need a lot of people to pull off a big deal out there. And again, where we have the problem right now, the big risk, is will they be able to control the water at these levels, which is getting very, very close. You're about 11 feet away from overtopping on the emergency spillway. The big question is, will they ever, or can they control it at this level? See, without the main spillway being utilized, which is what's happening right now, they have a big problem. You know, how do you match these flows properly? And you have to, there's a great deal of, you know, estimating, guesstimating about when you need to have the main spillway open to accommodate the inflow coming in. Now, normally, in a normal circumstances, they would never let it get this high. You know, they were talking about 870 as the height in which they would start letting water out, which has been traditionally what they've done, just so they can ensure that they'd have storage capability in terms of when there are these high inflows of water. And what's happening right now here in Northern California, at least it has been raining for the last couple of days. It's looking to rain even more so in the next day or so. And so there's going to be a lot of water coming in. That's why we're seeing such a jump. They actually jumped from 15,000 to 21,000 in about three hours. So that's a big jump suddenly. And if we see another big jump, and it would not be unusual to see that jump go up to 35,000 cubic feet per second on the inflow side. Now, here they are. They cannot use, well, I don't think they can use the main spillway. But I'd love it if they did open it up because, you know, gee, we all don't want the dam to break, right? We don't want it to overtop. We don't want the deja vu. However, it's starting to feel a lot like February 2017. And I'm not the only one saying it. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. More of the crazy train antics again. De Blasio is running for president. I think that's it. Okay, thank you. The communist mayor, the mayor of New York, the communist, who's running. You know, it's interesting. We've seen fine examples of the communist socialist, but he's an actual communist, and he doesn't back down from it. He's a real communist. He purports to be. That's what the state should run everything and own everything. That's why what's happening here with what you're seeing in terms of New York City is just like California. Everybody's leaving and abandoning, you know, New York City because of his communist socialist ways. The government does everything. The government this, the government that, give me your billions. I'll take them. I'll spend them. You know, that sort of thing. He hates capitalism. Here you are in New York, and you elect a communist. So it's kind of like California. Here we are in California, and we have a communist as a. I don't know, stranger. I just don't know. Anyways, so the Alabama law on abortion moves to the center. Here we go. Let's try it now and see if we got the right YouTube fix on it. No. Yeah. Oh, it is. I switched to YouTube rather than their player. It's just a little magic trick. But this doesn't seem to be helping either. Yeah, play that YouTube. You know, that sort of thing. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Maybe we can get rid of that. Okay, anyway, in every respect, women's rights. It says, I respect every woman's right to make a decision about what is best in the best interest of herself and her family, Harris said. That's Kamala, baby. Kentucky, Mississippi, Ohio, and Georgia have approved abortion bans once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can occur in about the 16th week of pregnancy, and none of these laws are yet in force. Either because of latter effective dates or legal challenges that have blocked them, but supporters have openly predicted that the laws could spark court fights that will eventually lead to the Supreme Court to revise or revisit the Roe decision. Gillibrand plans to fly to Atlanta on Thursday to meet with women protesting the Georgia's state law. Because you remember, Atlanta is in the state of Georgia. Senator Cory Booker, we be booking, Booker, told the Associated Press that backers, almost said hackers, of the Alabama measure are saying that they designed this bill with certain provisions, like not having any exceptions for rape or incest, especially designed so that they can lead a fight to the Supreme Court to undermine other freedoms and liberties of women to control their own bodies. Mm-hmm. Something about Booker controlling women's bodies. Booker said it's not enough to hope that Roe will be upheld, adding, we cannot wait to see if this gets worse. Yeah, I mean, what makes a person run for president? What is up with that? What is up with that? I mean, that's just kind of weird, isn't it? Ah, now it starts to show up. This is, let's see what they've got going on here. Oh, we can't get this out. This is what I like, was when nothing seems to work right. Right. All right, here we go. We don't want to run yet. A little stubborn. Yeah, okay, we don't play around with that anymore. Anyway, let's see. Going back to, it says, among other Democratic candidates who took on Twitter to blast Alabama's law and other state-level restrictions were Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Amy Klobuchar, there you go, of Minnesota, as well as former Vice President Joe Biden and former Texas Representative Robert O'Rourke. He's so Beto. Did you see him getting his hair cut? He wasn't just getting his hair cut. He was getting them all cut, but he was sitting in the barber chair. talking about the hair on his ears. The hair on his ears. I don't know about you. I don't have hair on my ears, but I know some people do that. Internal hair. I get it. But Beto has issues with hair. You know, he's got issues with his teeth. And now we're finding out he has hair on his ears. You know what? I think he's running out of body parts to be examined, unless he wants to, you know, think about Brazilians and things like that. I don't know. And then he's going to do that on air. Is Beto O'Rourke going to get a Brazilian on TV? I mean, he's doing all these intimate body part things. You know, or there's, you know, the colonoscopy thing. My bet is Beto, he's a skateboarder. You know, don't hate the skateboarders, by the way. But he's a skateboarder. And as a result, I think he's the kind that would go for the Brazilian. That's just my opinion. Can be a little odd. Says, Isha Hogue, the president of NARL. What is NARL? Something to do with women's rights. Lauded the Democrats for their support, but she urged them to go further than pro-abortion rights rhetoric, calling instead for articulated plans about how we're going to address and get out of this crisis. I say talk to the Brazilian, Beto. See, we got a new name for him now. Beto the Brazilian. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coin. coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back, working within you. That's what we do here at Agenda 21 Radio. We work within you, and that would be even with Beto, the Brazilian, as we call him. I'm serious. Just call him Beto the Brazilian. He wouldn't mind it. Yo, yo, Beto, over here. Yo, yo, yo. Keeping mullahs honest. F-18-laden USS Abraham Lincoln moves into place in Arabian Sea amid Tehran's saber-rattling. Right, here we go again. Pelosi holds weekly press conference. Oh, my God, we'll pass on that one. White House says that they will not get a do-over on the Mueller probe. I think that's really the appropriate thing to say. You know, it's kind of like what we talk about with the Oroville Dam situation, because we know it's broken on the inside, but they tried to fix it on the outside. So that's probably the easiest thing to say. That's just kind of logic, right? If it's broken on the inside, go ahead and fix it on the outside. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. Nothing will happen. Really? You won't have the same repetitive thing going on? Well, and of course, that's exactly what they do have. They have that exact same repetitive thing going on. A lot of people don't understand that. That's very, very, very true. Los Angeles Rams gives hilarious weather report on now. Hawaii TV, great, great. Mom, jeez. Some brutal things going on here. Policy analyst named surprising culprit in failing American falling of birth rates. And let's see here. Better watch yourself. Steve Harvey's warning to SNL comic over dead on an impression. I don't like that. Mom of teen killed by carnival worker found creepy texts between the two. Yep, you probably have heard about that one. 120 illegal immigrants discovered hiding locked in trailer. Celebrities react to... No, I don't want that one. Former President Carter... No, I don't want that one. Sarah Jessica Parker slams tabloid report of martial or marital discord. Patriotic millionaire doesn't... No, I don't want that one. Chick-fil-A says it has a much higher calling. That is absolutely true. I don't get why people hate Chick-fil-A so much. This whole hate, you know, just their business model. That must be, that somehow they must have written in their business model, get people to hate Christians that have a business. Then, I mean, is that really, I mean, I'm being very facetious. Of course they don't do that. But, you know, you couldn't write it any better for them the way that these people are help promoting Chick-fil-A. You'd think they'd learn, but they don't learn. They do not learn. I'm going to do this thing about this, about the do-over thing, because this is so important. I think the narrative is shifting in this direction for the press, and it's winning the narrative, by the way. The Democrats are just absolutely puckering up, to say the least, about what's going on here for all this stuff. Here you go.
Rudy Giuliani and Saul Weisenberg, former deputy independent counsel and Fox News contributor. All right, Rudy. Cipollone also is saying that the Mueller reports makes their requests moot. Your reaction to that? Does Congress have any right to this information at all?
Let me say something about Nadler's response that the president is a tyrant and above the law. This is a legal memorandum. I mean, Jerry might have a hard time understanding because he's not much of a lawyer, but it's a legal memorandum. It's very well thought out, very well written. Obviously, it makes the point of executive privilege, but it goes way beyond executive privilege. It makes a very, very important point. I would have added Pelosi's statement last week that the legislature is the superior branch, because that's the way they're acting. They have issued not just, they have not just one hearing, they have six hearings. So it has to be seen in the context of six hearings. They have already issued hundreds of subpoenas looking for possibly a million documents or more. And we have Nadler, we have Schiff, we have Cummings. They're all kind of like want, you know, daytime television time. And the reality is, this is a tremendous burden on the executive, and the law has a way to deal with it. There are cases that say that legislative power is there, but it can't be used for an impermissive purpose. There has to be a proper legislative purpose. In their subpoenas, their information requests, they don't cite a single piece of legislation they're pursuing. Not only that, they are taking over an executive branch function. And they're afraid to call this a impeachment hearing. So this is oversight. You don't issue hundreds of subpoenas oversight.
Rudy, hold on. So are you saying that if this were actually an impeachment proceeding, you wouldn't have any problem with
turning over these
documents?
No, I would have a problem with it, because they really have to generate their own information. They can't be just redoing that. And if they were in good faith, they would read through the Mueller report, and they would say, we now have all this information. We have 10 more questions or 15 more questions.
Well, they're reading it on
fact,
the House floor.
In fact,
they're doing a dramatic reading, I think, of the whole
thing on the House floor. Several recent federal cases make it clear that if you're going to impose on the executive, it has to be tailored, it has to be narrow, it can't be overly intrusive. This is all those things. It's overly intrusive. It's completely burdensome. It
all
is
right.
Not only duplicative, it's multiplied by six.
So they don't want to do the do-over. Sort of makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I don't blame them. Why do the do? Why do the do-over? It's not necessary. But, you know, they think they have an issue and they don't have an issue. There's no there again. But you've got to distract people from other things. Because if you don't distract people from the border, right? And that's all this is. Or from Orville Dam, impending doom there. That's all that this is. That's all that it is. So here's the big deal. Here is the big deal. They're not going to get anywhere. This is soon. I mean, where's the Mueller probe now? Remember, the hype was all about the Mueller probe. No one's really mentioning it other than the context that they're going to start doing all these subpoenas now. We've moved from Mueller probe to subpoenas by Congress and investigations by Congress and this by Congress and this by Congress. Dun. Where's Mueller? Mueller's gone now. See, they just did the transference thing from one screaming issue to the next. That's the way the media rolls. You know, you got to get the newspaper there. You got to get all the publicity that went there. Yada, yada, yada. This is what you have to do. And, of course, it's not going to work out that way. It's not going to work out that way. Ultimately, there's going to be – the people are turning off to all this, by the way. You know, it's very, very evident. And, again, we're going back to this whole thing. This is kind of interesting. Remember during the Clinton 2016 campaign that – we always got those pictures of all these big crowds. It looked really crowded. But the reality check was, how many people were really in the room, right? How many people were really in the room was the key thing. And you could see this was, this is something that was very, very critical. Very, very critical. Because the reality check was, you saw a room and it gave you the perception that 10,000 people were there. If you drew back on the pan, well, no people for you. Maybe 100 or 150. I heard Biden had 7 people show up at one of his rallies yesterday. Hey, a repeat of 2016, a la Hillary style.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life.
That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back. We're back so suddenly here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, 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 we are back. As back like a heart attack, right? No heart attacks for you. Just, what am I? I don't know. I don't want to be talking about no heart attacks. We certainly don't want that. You know, Orville Dam, we're monitoring that like crazy. So, as a result, for you, anyway, I will definitely go back to the numbers. We'll refresh the numbers and see if we've got inflows versus outflows on the dam. And here come those numbers. Dun, 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 dun. Here they come. Here they come. Here they come. Sure, Paul. That spinning thing just keeps on going. It's amazing. Anyway, so we're looking at the numbers right now. Just so you understand, there is the California Data Exchange Center, Department of Water Resources, and we've got all kinds of data that is coming in. Gives us an idea. Anyway, I'm not too sure about the accuracy of all of these things, but at the 8 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour, which is 11 o'clock Eastern, it was showing a rise. The elevation level of the reservoir was 889.83 feet. And the storage capacity at this time is 3,379,432, which is an increase over about 1,000 acre feet. That's how they do it in the dam business. And the outflow is not reporting. It is not reporting. I don't know why it's not reporting, but it's not reporting. No reportage for you. So we're going to switch to guns here, but we'll try it one more time. I'm going to try a different approach, different entry into the data stream here. We're jumping onto the big data stream. Hang on. It's back. Here we are. So now these are the numbers. The elevation of the reservoir is 889.83 feet. The acre feet of storage is 3,379,432. And the outflow is 9,586 cubic feet per second versus inflows of 20,075 cubic feet per second. So we had a little bit of a drop there, almost 1,000 in terms of a drop, a little over 1,000. So that's a good thing, right? We want it to stay low as you can go. We're going to have more rain and all this stuff, they say. So we had, this is sort of like the big bump. Now, in order for this to not overtop at 901 feet, it's basically you're about 11 feet shy of that right now, then we're going to probably have to have the water stop, and then we're going to have to really start cranking up some of that outflow, 9,586. They can actually, I think, go to a little over 10,000. The problem is they should actually be able to generate about 14,000 cubic feet, but they've got one of the turbines is out, which I find interesting. It's been out for years now, and it hasn't been fixed properly, right? It hasn't been fixed properly, and that is a problem, isn't it? That is a problem. It hasn't been fixed properly. And you'd think after this big $1.1 billion, it would be fixed. It would be brought back in, but it hasn't been fixed. You know, the big turbines that, the water comes in, from the out part of the reservoir through penstocks. They're called penstocks. These big tubes on the side of the lake out there called penstocks. And the water cascades come flowing down these big tubes and turns these turbines. And you generate electricity. It goes out in the wires and so on. Transfers of energy through the electrical system, the power grid. And then the exhaust water. There's no heat here. I mean, there's negligible heat. This is not a nuclear power facility. And you're not boiling this stuff. But the water goes out through two exit tubes through the Hyatt power plant. And now that is what they refer to as the 9,000 plus feet per cubic feet per second that comes out. And it goes into the Feather River. Now, further upstream, you have, of course, any water flows that come off of the main spillway. And they have some water flow because the tainter gates are broken and they haven't sealed them. And by the way, just to bring this up again, because I know somebody was all puckered up about this yesterday and couldn't quite get it. The tainter gates are not supposed to leak, folks. And no matter what they tell you about metal on metal, it's not supposed to be that way. If it's metal on metal because it's broken metal on metal. There are sealing things that they do to seal them up tight. And this was clearly demonstrated in 2017. During the crisis of the water coming over the dam. And what happened was they actually took divers and put a sort of like a roping material into where the leaks were occurring in those gates. So they went on the lake reservoir side, got a little, it was a Coast Guard boat actually, a small Coast Guard boat, and divers went in and plugged up the leaks. Oh, it's not supposed to leak, Paul. Well, hell, it's not. You can go look at Tainter Gates and find them all around the world, and they don't leak like this. some of them leak. You know, if they get old and everything, and they the leaks start to come through. But there's small, negligible leaks. They're not leaks that run down the whole face of the dam or the dam spillway. And you know, if you take a look at the spillway and look at those seams, gee, those are leaks too. Oh no, Paul, it's excess water coming off the gate. No, it's not. It was excess water going off the gate, and we had that much slope and slant. Whoa, that would be a problem. So you're saying we got slope and slant? We don't want to say that now, do we? No. Leaks. They're leaks. We'll be back.
2-1-1-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, we want to salute all the slain officers. This is our week of celebration and honoring all the slain officers of the United States. So we're up to 40 this year. And they had quite a celebration yesterday at in Washington. Trump was there, of course, at the celebration. And I think I want to see if we can chime into any of this stuff. He talks about it in his tweet here. It says, "The courage and sacrifice of our heroes is the reason our flag stands tall. Our hearts beat with pride, and our country remains one people." One family and one nation under God. I want to thank you and honor you. See if we got some noise going on this one.
Grave their memories into our hearts and inscribe their names into the eternal roll call of American heroes. In honor of the fallen, we pledge to always support their brothers and sisters in blue. We stand firmly, strongly, and proudly with the incredible men and women of law enforcement.
Yep, just a little chime in yesterday from some of the things that were going on. And it's pretty neat to see the president, you know, speaking like that. The one family, I think, and we'll be playing this tomorrow, Ranelle Singh's family was there, his wife and children and his brother. And, of course, Ranelle Singh Newman, California police officer, was killed the 26th of December. In the early morning hours of the 26th of November, he had just left his home to do a night shift, and he was killed. He was murdered by, purportedly an alleged illegal foreign national. And we talk about sanctuary state, and we talk about why California has a sanctuary state, to create lawlessness and to create a system that will kill our officers who protect us. That is the state of California today. It's no longer a republic. It's no longer a free state. It's a dictatorship. It's an oppressive state. It's a state in which it freely wants to kill its own people, maim, hurt, and become lawless. We stand against lawlessness in New California. And we will stop these people. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.